Say, we just a little while ago passed the six-month mark since we had our big We Are the Church event in September, and I figured we could do a mid-year, six-month brief review. We had a little extra time in the service this morning, so just kind of want to give you an update on where things are at with that. You'll recall at that event I put forth a mission statement for us, kind of cluing into this idea that we are called to be disciples of Jesus, not just cultural Christians, but actual disciples. And we think about that, what that looks like to be a disciple, and we said, really, I think there are six activities that a disciple would regularly be involved in. And those six things are worshiping God, praying, learning, loving each other, serving each other, and sharing the good news. So we kind of divided up our church programs under those headings and saying, you know, we want to be intentional about our program is that we are doing the activities of a disciple together, not just showing up on Sunday morning, but being involved in these things. So I've put together a little PowerPoint here, and you'll see the programs, all the programs that we announced last fall, and I've color-coded them. So if they're in green, it means they're up and running. If they're yellow, they're up, but maybe need a little tweaking yet. And if they're red, it's just something we haven't started yet. So let's go through that together. So Sunday morning, and I'll get my, just in case, get my little laser pointer here. And I tell you, some of the PowerPoint did not, or some of the Microsoft Word didn't come real easily over to PowerPoint, so some of it got goofed up, and you can ignore these little brackets. That makes sense on my office wall if you're ever in there. But all right, so Sunday morning is unique because on a Sunday morning service, we do all six of those things. We worship, we pray, we learn together, we love each other, show love to each other. We have opportunities to serve here by being in sound team or worship team or serving in the nursery, all kinds of things, and we share the good news through the sermon. So that's Sunday morning. Let's look at some of our Sunday morning activities. Next slide here. All right, so here's your color coding. Nursery is, I'm feeling like we're a little more organized than we used to be, so that's going well. Super Church, the idea was to get it to the point where Ann wouldn't have to do it every single week, and we just haven't pulled the trigger on that. I think she's even written up a schedule, but I think she ends up doing it every week, so we still have a little work to do on that. Greeting team, really the only, that's been going really well. The only reason that's in yellow is because I want to add a couple things. We've got some flyers to hand out to new people, and we're going to have a little brief meeting after church sometime soon. Donut time has been going great. Tech team is going good, and sound booth going good. Those things are more organized now. Worship team, of course, great. Ushering, great. Shoveling walks, I don't think we really had anyone sign up for it, but Lenny Jones just did it for us. And actually, we should really give him some thank you. much appreciated. Giving Rise to Church, it's red only because it's not officially been a program, but I know a lot of people do give rides, and we have more opportunity for that if that's something that you can do. And I put bus captain on there. If we ever had someone who wanted to be the bus captain and make sure that all things bus were happening, yeah, right. Bryce is signing up. Are you in? You do? Okay. You just like the name of it. If you are a quality bus captain, I will absolutely buy you a hat. All right, next slide. That's Sunday mornings. Now, in addition to Sunday mornings, other programs, and here comes our six headings. We pray. It was one of the things of a disciple, that a disciple does. Sunday mornings, of course, we pray. In our personal devotional lives, we pray. Prayer marathons and prayer services, really, we should flip those to green now because I think we've decided that at least every 6 months we're going to have a prayer marathon, and at least every 6 months we'll have a Sunday evening or a Friday evening prayer service. So prayer marathon now, and I know it's kind of short notice, but it's next Friday and Saturday. And if you weren't around for the last one, there's the board at the back. You sign up for an hour. It might be in the evening or the next morning. It might be in the middle of the night. We need a few people to take those, and it'd be awesome if, you know, we could cover that whole 24-hour period and always have someone in here praying, and there will be a list of things to pray for. You know, the women's ministry had a great event yesterday talking about prayer, so we have an opportunity right off the bat to maybe practice some of the things that you talked about yesterday. Prayer chain, I'm really appreciative of Ann and Joni of continuing to get things out in emails and updating the back of our bulletins. and keeping that up to date. All right, next slide. So next activity is we learn. Obviously, we're learning Sunday mornings and our personal devotions. Really grateful for our adult Sunday school teachers. Terry, who has done it this whole year, has been awesome, and Niece now leading the parenting class, also great. Teen Sunday school, we've had a little change there, which I'm going to tell you about in a little bit. And we'll flip that to green. And then Kids Sunday school, Naomi Dempsey. And thanks to these people. And let's next slide. Men's Bible study, Saturday mornings, going great. Lola, sorry, that's no longer yellow. And Women's Bible study on Tuesday evenings. Young Adult Bible study is going to start in May. It's going to probably be once a month to start out with, just because of our involvement in youth group now. But that's something Anna and I really want to be in part of, and we'll let you know what that date is. All right, and youth group, more to come on that. King's Kids has been going great all year, so thankful for Dee and Josh and their work there. Wednesday Warriors took a while to get us going, but now Naomi stepped up, and we got that for the little kids on Wednesdays, and that's been great too. All right? Love. We want to love each other, and we love by serving each other and our community. So a lot of these things are under love really are going to be found under the serve category. Nyla Hubert is our sunshine lady. She writes cards to people who are going through things, and that's a service. We love each other by getting to know each other, by being involved in the church programs, by going to the coffee hour, by going to fellowship at the Gibbons or other, you know, basically coming to any of the events. So let's flip slide. So here are programs you can be involved in where we get to know each other and love each other. And of course, these kind of fit under different categories too, but all right, women's ministry has had two events that are way ahead of us, men. They've had the crafting event, which Paul keeps feeling bad that he wasn't invited to, and they had a prayer breakfast yesterday. So we need to get that men's ministry team going. Party people, this is for all church parties, just kind of for fun things, and that's going to be, Kathy Smith is going to help me get that kicked off here in the next week or so. New person process is something we're working on. Susan Backer is going to do some cards for us there. And flip side, we worship. Sunday mornings is the primary place that we worship. I hope that you are worshiping at home in your private lives, and then on occasional special events, we'll do worship as well. Next slide. Another of the six things we serve. A disciple should serve. Well, we serve each other. Here are some things that didn't officially get kicked off, but they're probably going to be just things as needed. And if you're interested in being in one-to-one discipleship with a newer Christian or one-to-one financial coaching, perhaps those are things that you would want to talk to me about. Next slide. All right, Mary Martha's. We talked about that last week. Again, that's serving and doing potlucks and all the work that goes into that and set up and take down. Visitation team for people that are sick and needing a visit or just needing a visit in general, and they're going to be doing meals as well. Church upkeep, that's the steward who right now is Wes Smith, and the cleaners. Those things, we can always use extra hands there for the church upkeep and maintenance type of things. Kitchen inventory, Ann would love some help on that, and cleaning. I don't know if that should be yellow holiday programs. Helping hands, that's another thing that Wes Smith does, and you could join him in that. And that's just if anyone from the church or the community has a need and calls the church, being available for that kind of thing. And church decorations are handled very nicely. Gibbons do lawn care, flip slide. Plowing snow, we hire out. Kim is in process of getting the library ready for us. And of course, Joni's our administrative assistant, and we have church administration handled by church board members. Okay, just a couple more slides here. We serve our community. Powerhouse, you know, we never did find that. I think we're still looking for, a couple of people who are our kid people and who have a passion for the kids of this community and can kind of breathe new life into that thing on Friday nights. We still do get kids coming, but it's not a ton. And so maybe someday that's going to happen. We'll pray for that. VBS in the summers. And then Jill also does the missions board and missions trips, which I can tell you right now, we're planning on having a church missions trip next, not this summer, but summer of 2015. And more to come on that. Bloodmobile is a service for the community, and we do not only want to open up the sanctuary, but make sure we're coming to give blood. Meals on Wheels is a great thing in December. Helping Hands, we already mentioned. Someday, I'd love to see an actual committee on community service where we could work with the other churches in town, work with Prairie Five and whatever, and really have intentional, wise ways of helping people. But of course, these things are happening too, in informal ways. And the next slide. Finally, task of a disciple of Jesus is to share the good news. And something that we really need to get started soon is having a team. And again, this is another thing that does happen informally. But we want programs to make sure that we're doing these things and to pool our resources and pool our brain power together and come up with good ways of doing these types of things. And if you're interested in that team, let me know because we'll get that going soon. It probably will involve coming up with an event that would be something that community people really, truly would enjoy coming to. And then also would present the gospel message. Of course, there are other ways, I think, that were on that slide, that we do evangelism through VBS and all these programs, really. And just a word to anyone who's not a believer. I know you think, oh, boy, here we go. Here come I knew they were going to force their beliefs on me. I knew it. All right. It's not about forcing beliefs. And in fact, this is logical, and you would agree, even if you don't believe the Bible. If a person believes the Bible is true, which we do, then you would want us. I mean, the next logical step is for us to absolutely go and share this message. And it just makes sense. And so that's something we need to do, and we've been commanded to do by Christ. So this is the We Are the Church update. We're halfway through the year, September to September. And I think we've done some really great things. And I'm really excited to get a few men's events and a few all-church events. We got P.K. Egan's in terms of fellowship. That starts next Sunday. Remember, that's going to be the first Sunday of every month. If you want to, we'll go down and hang out at P.K. Egan's, and I encourage you to get to know people that you don't know well there. And I really want to get that evangelism team going too. But so a lot of good steps and then more steps to take, and we're going to be cranking. All right? So... And I appreciate you guys, and you know, remember, we're a small church. We need you, but you have to remember to balance off your personal lives and making sure you're physically healthy, emotionally healthy, and all of that, spiritually healthy, that you're getting your devotionals in, that you're spending time with your family and your careers, of course. And hopefully you still have some time after all that, and you can come and join us in these things. But I do want you to be balanced. I don't want people to burn out.